Title: Subtle Chorus on Old School Pads Intermediate. Alright, today we're going to nail that classic 90s jungle and drama and bass pad vibe, wide, a little detuned, slightly unstable but not obviously chorused. The goal is micro movement, the kind you feel more than you hear, because in a proper 174 BPM roller, the drums and the sub are the main characters, and the pad is the atmosphere behind them. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a warm pad source, a subtle chorus chain you can reuse, and the mix discipline to keep it wide and alive without turning the whole track into soup. Let's build it step by step in Ableton Live using stock devices. First, set the mindset. Think micro detune, not effect. If you can clearly point at the chorus and say, "There it is," it's probably too deep. A great test is, toggle the chorus on and off and ask yourself, did the pad get more alive without getting louder or brighter? If it suddenly feels louder, that's usually not magic. That's just more stereo energy and extra high-frequency stuff fooling your ear. Part A. Build a proper D&B pad source. Create a MIDI track and drop in Wavetable. For oscillator 1, choose something mellow. Basic shapes is perfect. Aim for sine or triangle territory, or a gentle Wavetable that doesn't scream. Oscillator 2 can be off, or very low, just to thicken slightly. We're not making a supersaw. We're making a ghost. Set unison to maybe 2 to 4 voices. Keep it restrained. We'll get width later in a controlled way, and too much unison here can make the stereo image jump around unpredictably when chords change. Now filter. Choose LP24. Set the cutoff somewhere around 400 Hz up to maybe 1.5 kHz depending on how dark you want it. And here's a big D&B note. Keep it darker than you think. Hats, breaks, and re-ses will fill the bright space later. Add a small touch of filter drive, like 2-6%, just to give it body. Now shape the amp envelope for a pad feel. Attack around 40 to 150 milliseconds so it blooms instead of clicking. Decay 2-4 seconds, sustain around 0.6 to 0.9, and release 2-6 seconds so it tails off like a fog. Cool. Now we add internal motion, but subtle. Add an LFO modulating filter cutoff. Set the rate very slow, like 0.03 to 0.12 Hz. This is over multiple bars slow. Then keep the amount tiny. You don't want a wobble. You want breathing. Optionally, if you're using a Wavetable with timbral variation, add a small LFO to Wavetable position 2. Again, tiny amount. The pad should feel like it's alive, not like it's being performed by a robot doing yoga. Part B. The subtle chorus chain. Now we'll build the processing chain. The order matters because chorus exaggerates whatever you feed into it, especially mod. The recommended chain is EQ8, chorus ensemble, auto filter, utility, compressor for sidechain, and optionally hybrid reverb. Let's start with EQ8, pre-chorus cleanup, a high pass filter, 24 dB per octave, somewhere between 120 and 250 Hz. Pick the cutoff based on your bass line. If you've got a heavy sub and a big low mid res, you might push the pad higher. If it's a lighter bass line, you can let a little more warmth in. But in general, the pad should not occupy the sub zone. If it sounds boxy, do a gentle dip around 200 to 500 Hz, 1 to 3 dB, wide Q. We're not carving it into a different instrument, we're just removing the blanket. And if you notice hiss after the chorus later, you can also do a slight high shelf down around 8 to 12 kHz. Not mandatory yet, but keep it in mind. Now the main character. Chorus ensemble. Drop in chorus ensemble and start in chorus mode. Here's your safe starting point. Rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. Slow. Amount around 10 to 25%. Delay 1 and delay 2 around 8 to 18 milliseconds. Keep these short. Short delays give width and thickness. Longer delays start to get swimmy and obvious. Feedback 0 to 10%. And honestly, if you're learning this, keep it near zero. Feedback is where metallic cheap chorus lives. Width around 70 to 110%. Mix around 10 to 25%. Now listen carefully. If it gets seasick, your first move is not to change the rate. First, lower amount and mix. Rate changes the whole feel of the movement. Amount and mix usually solve the problem without changing the vibe. If you want a more Roland-ish smear, switch to ensemble mode, but go even lighter. Mix maybe 8 to 18% and amount 8 to 20%. Ensemble gets big fast. Teacher tip. Level match or a slash B. Chorus tricks you because width can feel like volume, so after you dial it in, make sure bypass and active are about the same loudness. If the chorused version feels louder, trim output with a utility after, or adjust device levels until you're judging the sound, not the loudness. Next, post-chorus tone control. Add auto filter after the chorus. This is an underrated move because chorus can brighten the sound and smear it forward in the mix. We want the pad behind the break. Use LP12 or LP24. Set cutoff around 700 Hz to 3000 Hz depending on how far back you want it. Resonance low, around 0.3 to 0.8. If you want a slight swell, you can add a tiny envelope amount, but keep it classy. The pad should feel like haze, not like a wah. Now utility for mono safety and controlled width. Turn on bass mono and set it around 120 to 250 Hz. This is huge. Wide low mids are one of the quickest ways to destroy drum punch and make your mix cloudy. Set width around 80 to 120%. Wider isn't automatically better. If the mix starts feeling hollow, reduce width. And here's a really musical move. Automate width by section. Keep intros wider, like 90 to 100%, or even slightly above if it's sparse. Then during the drop, tighten it to something like 70 to 90% so the drums hit harder. Then in breakdowns, open it up again for that big atmosphere moment. Quick sanity check. Watch a correlation meter if you have one. If the pad is sustaining and your correlation dives negative a lot, that's a sign you're too wide, too wet, or your chorus delays are too long. Reduce width, reduce mix, and shorten delay times. Now the sidechain. This is non-negotiable in most rolling DNB. Add a compressor after utility. Turn on sidechain and choose your drum bus, or a kick and snare group. Set ratio to 2:1 up to 4:1. Attack 5 to 20 milliseconds, so the transient of a pad isn't instantly smashed, and release around 80 to 180 milliseconds so it breathes with the break. Adjust threshold until you're getting about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on drum hits. You're not trying to make it pump like house music. You're making space so the groove stays forward. The pad should float around the drums, not sit on top of them. Optional but very jungle. Hybrid reverb. You can put hybrid reverb at the end, or better, use a return track for cleaner mixing. But as an insert starting point, plate or hall, decay 2 to 6 seconds, predelay 15 to 35 milliseconds, high cut 5 to 9 kHz, low cut 200 to 400 Hz, and mix around 8 to 18%. Predelay matters here. It helps the pad feel big without washing over the drum transients immediately. Part C. Advanced control and old hardware believability. If you want this to feel more authentic, add a tiny bit of saturation before the chorus. Use saturator with drive 1 to 3 dB, soft clip-on, and trim the output so it's level matched. What this does is add gentle harmonic content that the chorus can animate. If your pad is too pure, like near sign, chorus can feel weak. If it's too rich, chorus turns to shimmer. Saturation before, low bass after is the sweet spot. Thickness without sheen. Another pro move is mid/side cleanup after the chorus. Put an EQ8 after chorus, switch it to M/S mode, and on the sides, high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. This keeps your width in the air, not in the sludge. If it gets scratchy, also dip the sides a little around 2 to 5 kHz. And about modulation timing at 174 BPM, slow modulation can feel like a gentle tilt over multiple bars. Slightly faster modulation can shimmer without sounding like pitch wobble. The awkward zone is where it feels like it's bending against the groove. If that happens, either slow it down a lot, or speed it up slightly. Don't live in the uncomfortable middle. Part D. A practical 15-minute exercise. Here's the mini practice. Make a 174 BPM project. Drop in a simple break loop and a sub-bass. Write a pad progression in a minor key. I to VI to Roman 7 to I. Classic DNB mood. Now build the chain. EQ8 with a high pass around 180 Hz. Chorus ensemble. Rate 0.25 Hz. Amount 18%. Width 100%. Mix 18%. Auto filter. LP12 around 1.5 kHz. Utility. Bass mono at 180 Hz. Compressor sidechain to drums for about 3 dB of gain reduction. Now a / B test properly. First, chorus off and on. Then, have the chorus mix, for example, 18% down to 9%. Decide which one sits better behind the break. The goal is that the chorus is felt, not heard. Part E. One upgrade that sounds expensive. Parallel air chorus. If you want a wider pad without trashing the center, do this. Create an audio effect rack with two chains. Dry chain. No chorus, maybe even slightly darker. Wide chain. Chorus plus an EQ high pass around 300 to 800 Hz, so only the upper content spreads. Then keep the wide chain level way lower, like 10 to 20 dB quieter than the dry chain, and slowly bring it up until you just notice the width. This is one of those suddenly it sounds like a record tricks, because the center stays stable and the air moves around it. Arrangement reminders. In the intro, let the pad play longer chords. Automate chorus mix from around 10% up to 20% over 16 or 32 bars. Slowly open the filter cutoff. That creates progression without adding new parts. In the drop, tighten width a little, and maybe side chain slightly more. If you want subtle rhythm without turning it into a trance gate, add auto pan as tremolo, set phase to 0 degrees, amount 20 to 40%, and a slow rate like half bar or 1 bar. In breakdowns, push reverb send up, chorus mix up a touch, and pull a little low mid with EQ to keep it dreamy. And a very jungle specific trick, make space around the snare. You can even duck the pad slightly more on snares than kicks by sidechaining from a snare bus, or by drawing a tiny volume dip on beats 2 and 4, like 1 to 3 dB. That keeps the snare sacred, and the pad feels like it swells into it and then gets out of the way. Common mistakes to avoid. Too much chorus mix or amount. Instantly cheap. Instantly distracting. Wide low mids around 200 to 500 Hz makes the mix cloudy and kills drum punch. No sidechain. The pad masks the groove, especially with busy breaks. Over bright pads, they fight hats and break top end. Dark is your friend. Chorus before cleanup EQ, that multiplies mud. Recap. Start with a dark, stable pad and add slow movement. Use chorus ensemble with slow rate and low mix and amount for that old school width. Then control it with post-chorus filtering, mono low end, and sidechain to the drums. In drum and bass, the pad's job is vibe and space, never at the expense of the break and sub. If you tell me what synth you're using for the pad, and whether your track is more liquid, tech step, or a heavier roller, I can suggest a tighter set of values for your exact context, including where to set the high pass and how wide you can safely go.